With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump describing his Wednesday phone call with Ukrainian leader Zelensky as very good. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The hour-long phone call came a day after the president spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Writing on social media, Donald Trump said the call was to align both Russia and Ukraine in terms of their requests and needs. He said, "We are very much on track." However, both Russia and Ukraine are accusing each other of not abiding by an agreement to pause military strikes against energy infrastructure. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Canada's government says China executed an unspecified number of Canadians this year already. Canada's Global Affairs Office has declined to say how many or to give names. Beijing's embassy in Ottawa says the executions were due to, quote, drug crimes, but declined to give details. Also at SRNnews.com, attacks on property carrying the logo of Elon Musk's electric car company cropping up from coast to coast, even overseas.
Tesla showrooms, vehicle lots, charging stations, and even privately owned cars have been targeted. Not all of the incidents have been definitively linked to politics, but there has been a clear uptick since President Donald Trump took office and empowered Musk to oversee a new Department of Government Efficiency that is slashing government spending. Experts on domestic extremism say Tesla is a predictable target for left-wing anarchist violence. A number of the most prominent incidents have been reported in left-leaning cities in the Pacific Northwest, like Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, where anti-Trump and anti-Musk sentiment runs high. Bernie Bennett reporting.
California facing a $6.2 billion budget gap in the state's Medicaid services. That shortfall could force Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and Democratic lawmakers to roll back coverage for some of the 15 million people in the state relying on that program. This is SRN News. What is going on in Kansas?
Police have arrested a suspect who was accused of vandalizing a church in Wichita, scrawling the web address of a satanic organization on the building. The incident comes even as the state is being roiled by plans for a satanic mass at the Capitol building in Topeka later this month. Members of the Satanic Grotto say they will gather at the Capitol on March 28th to dedicate the government and the state of Kansas to the devil. Christians are being urged to pray. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says a Houston area midwife has been arrested, accused of providing illegal abortions. This is the first time authorities have filed criminal charges under the state's near-total abortion ban. Maria Margarita Rojas has been charged with the illegal performance of an abortion, a second-degree felony, as well as practicing without a license. Rojas is accused of illegally operating at least three clinics. This is SRN News.
Stocks rose after the Federal Reserve kept its main interest rate steady, as was widely expected. The S&P 500 climbed 1.1%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.9%, and the NASDAQ rose 1.4%. The steady gains followed weeks of sharp swings. Treasury yields fell in the bond market after the Fed said it would begin paring the monthly reductions of its trove of treasuries beginning in April. By reinvesting more in treasuries each month, the Fed will essentially be helping to keep longer-term yields lower than they would otherwise be. The Dow up 383 points to close at 41,964. The NASDAQ gained 246 to 17,750. And the S&P 500 added 60 points to 5,675. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.